Before we start the podcast, we want to take the time to say if you like us, please follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, like, comment on YouTube, subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes. It really helps us out and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome to Anime Scary Bomb, where we review all your favorite monster anime, and sometimes your least favorite monster anime. I'm your dirty darling, Aaron, and with me is the Neckwearmancer, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
It's going good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. This is a good week.
It was a really good week.
And what was the anime that made our week so good, Jay?
The zombie classic, Is This a Zombie?
Was Sunkaria also a zombie classic?
We might have said something different for that one, but that was another zombie classic.
They could be multiple zombie classics.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, do you have the synopsis ready, Jim?
Yes, and this is from our buddies at Funimation. And this is a very short and sweet synopsis. So, Ayumu was murdered by a serial killer and resurrected as a zombie by a necromancer. Then he got mixed up with a magical girl and a vampire ninja.
Yeah, and that's
pretty. That's a pretty good synopsis.
And that rounds out the harem.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for the facts, Jay?
Yes, I'm actually really curious about the facts. Because okay. Before going a little bit into like real world stuff, mm-hmm. Before I left for work today to come over here, my like email signature at work has like a link to like a random video, mm-hmm. and I changed it today to Ayumu breakdancing. And I was looking at the comments, and then I noticed that video that I linked to my email is 6 years old. I was like, this anime is more than 6 years old?
Yes.
So I'm very curious.
For how?
Because it's pretty good quality.
Yeah, for how, actually, if you think about it, when you get into the general, the first season is kind of low quality.
Okay, yeah.
And then the second season, they just put a bunch of budget into it. Mm-hmm. But we'll get into it.
Yeah. So drop the facts. Drop the knowledge.
So this anime premiered in 2011.
Okay.
It's 22 episodes, 3 OVAs, and it's a parody, comedy, supernatural, harem anime.
Horror.
Yeah, horror-ish. the novel was by Shinichi Kimura. The studio was Studio Dean,
okay.
Which they did Konosuba, Fate Stay Night, and When They Cry. So all good podcasts. Go check those out.
Yeah,
I totally forgot that When They Cry was
a Dean anime.
Dean anime, and mm-hmm. that was last year's
horror. Yeah,
one of last year's horror anime, which is pretty cool.
There's another season of that, like that we haven't covered, right?
There's like 3.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah.
2 other ones.
Mm-hmm. But they're like completely separate from what we watch, right? Like,
no. I think the second season is actually like continuations of the stories.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't have much
wanting to go. We don't have the info in front of me. So.
Yeah, but anyway. And this was directed by Takaomi Kanasaki. And he directed Konosuba, and he also directed Skull Rumble Season 2.
Oh, wow.
So this guy is a...
legend?
Yeah. I mean, probably to us. He doesn't have any more really big directing credits.
Okay.
But those are like...
Top tier comedies.
Yeah. Including this anime.
It's like the trifecta.
Yeah, exactly. Like if someone said recommend me a comedy anime, like those 3 would pop in my head.
Yeah,
along with
Skull Rumble would be my like number one comedy.
Yeah, right. I think
is like why haven't we covered it so far?
Oh, because it's long. That's it. That's the only reason.
That's the big thing is it's long.
It'd take us a bit to get through it. And then I'm probably say Lilico is like my favorite like comedy because it's so short and fast. Anyway. So he's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then he did some work on Skull Rumble Season 1 as well. This is licensed by Funimation. Mm-hmm. It was the same season as Wandering Sun.
Wow.
Yeah, Madoka and Beelzebub. So I thought, yeah. So I thought this was really like a really cool slice. So like, Magica Madoka. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but
sounds
it's
familiar.
It's also like it's a
parody.
No, it is a parody, but it's more of a subversion of magical girl tropes.
Okay.
So it's like a dark, fantasy that uses magical girls.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. And I just think it's like, in one season, you had like a dark fantasy that, you know, played with the tropes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have This Is a Zombie, which is like the same thing. It plays off the tropes of magic girls, but then in a comedic way.
Yeah.
Very cool juxtaposition between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And then Beelzebub. I don't know if you ever heard of Beelzebub, but
I have.
Yeah.
The only reason I know about it is because... like the anime that I'm picking this week, I from time to time I look up like random things, and I looked up like punk anime, like anime that has like punks in it, and Beelzebub comes up because like there's some characters in there that look like punks, but this one, the one that I'm picking, is has some punks in it.
Well, that one is he's a punk,
yeah,
who he's trying to take over the school against the other gangs.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, the supernatural part about it is he has to take care of baby Satan with him, baby Beelzebub.
Oh, there you go. That sounds really fun, actually.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's a real fun.
That's another long anime, right?
Like 80 episodes. Yeah. 86, but it's fun. It's a fun shonen anime. Because like he gets like crazy power-up powers with this baby. Like, he has to take care of this baby all while he's like trying to fight people.
Okay.
And him and the baby have a bond, and they get like stronger. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It's pretty neat shonen.
kind of sounds like Zatch Bell or something.
Yeah, basically, it's almost like Zatch Bell. It's weird. And then, Wandering Sun, another.
Yeah, go check out that podcast. That was a really good one.
So the music was by Shinji Kakishima, and he doesn't have any other music credits.
Really?
His. Yeah.
Because he did a pretty good job with this one.
Yeah, I really love the different...
The BGM for this anime is really good.
Yeah. I totally forgot how good it was until like some emotional parts hit, and then the music hits, and I was like, oh, damn, it's really good.
Yeah, I really love like the recap. Not the recap, but like the beginning of each episode, that soft guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Really good song.
That's in like every episode.
Yeah, like it's like Ayumu walking to school, and it's...
One of my favorite things, or one of my least favorite things at the same time, is in some anime where you notice tracks are being reused, and you're like, "Eh, this is kind of whatever." Mm-hmm. But in this one, I enjoy hearing the same tracks
because they're good.
Yeah, because they're real good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the opening is excuse me, the opening one. Was done by Inori Nozomu, which is Haruko's voice actress.
Oh, cool.
And the first song is called Leave It to Me Tonight. And the second song is Passionado. I think the second opening is a lot better than the first one.
Yeah.
I think the song is a lot better as well.
I like the first song better. Because it kind of reminds me of Sword Art Online's opening.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, like really like heavy music with like anime singing or something. But I don't know how to describe it. But it really reminded me of that song. And but yeah, I like that one better. But the visuals for the second one are definitely better, I would say.
And I also like the small intros done by each of the characters in every episode.
Yeah.
Really fun. And then my favorite parts of this anime, the endings.
The endings are really good.
Do you know what the endings are called? Do you not have any idea what the names of them are?
I might have seen it in the credits, but I don't remember.
So they're both sung by Rei Yamaguchi, which is Teiko.
Okay.
Which is the one has the crush on him, Ayumu. The classmate has the crush on him. The first one.
The one that's a normal girl, right?
Yeah.
The orange hair?
No, is the other orange? One. No. Oh, the orange hair is the one in the Tsundere Cafe. The one that has the twin tails? No, it's the other girl.
The one that the girl, likes Ayumu for, like, even when he's wearing a dress and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
The one that was like, oh, you got nice legs.
Yeah, yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah, that one. The real normal one.
She doesn't have orange hair?
No, she has...
Brown?
Brown hair. You're thinking of the other friend, the tsundere cafe girl.
The one that's friends with her.
Yeah, okay. Her friend. So the first ending is called, Realize, Mrs. Zombie, I'm your classmate. And the second one is, I'm a beginner at love.
Oh
yeah, which makes real sense if you think about the kissing mm-hmm. and blushing. Real quick, who is your favorite
girl?
Blusher? Yeah, in that video or in the ending,
it's freaking Yuki.
I was gonna say because Yuki's like blushing really hard begin,
yeah,
and then
she's like really nervous,
and then when she like puckers up, she gets even redder.
But a big part of why, well, going into a little bit of favorite characters, but I really love Yuki, but a big part of why I love Yuki is Brittany Karbowski.
Oh, my God.
She might be my favorite girl voice actor.
She's pretty strong. Mm-hmm. Every time I heard her talk, I just think of, I can't think of it.
Her screaming is great.
Yeah, exactly. She hits the high notes very well. No, it's God. What
she
can
was
I think
the
of
nurse
the anime?
In what is that one?
Yeah, that's the one I'm trying to think of.
No corren en el calle, cabrones. That was great.
What is that anime? Now it's gonna be stuck.
Ghost Stories.
Ghost Stories. There you go. The one part I think about with Ghost Stories, I think of that part.
Yeah.
And I also think of.
Who's gonna take care of him,
you bastard?
That's great.
Oh, I love it. It's so good.
Yeah.
What did you think about the endings? I think they're both really good.
Like we said before, the visuals in the second one, I think, is a lot better.
Oh, it's so cute. Because
it's just all the girls and like what they would, how their first kiss
reaction.
Would be.
Oh, it's
really
so cute.
Good.
I think my favorite one, like you said, like Yuki was probably my favorite. Followed by probably Kiara. Because I just really like Kiara. I think Kiara's such a fun character.
Those two are like my favorite girls in the anime.
I know, they're pretty strong. Mm-hmm. All right. So do you want to talk about anything in general before we... Any general likes? Any general dislikes? I can tell you a general dislike before I start gushing about this anime. I don't like the abrupt ending.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It feels like it was barely getting its stride and then just ends.
Yeah. That's two animes in a row with an abrupt ending.
But this one, at least with
Horror News,
I was like, I'm glad it ended. This one, I was like, no, it can keep going. It
could definitely keep going. There's no news of like a third season or something like that.
No, 2012 was the
second season.
The second season.
Oh, my God, man. So, that's why we need to get in the anime industry.
And then the light novel ended in 2015.
Okay.
So it's been over for 4 years. If they were going to do anything,
they would have done it already. That's terrible.
That's why I'm kind of scared for Konosuba. That might happen to it where...
It gets too old.
It just gets two seasons and then... Well, now it's getting the movie.
Yeah, it's getting a movie.
Or it's gotten a movie. And then that's it and just going to go away. But hopefully... I saw a lot of Konosuba stuff in Japan, mm-hmm. so hopefully it's
still popular,
really big and popping. Yeah. Maybe we'll get that next season. I was kind of hoping for the movie to have a, like, oh, we're coming, now we're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that happened, unless I missed it. Also, I really dislike, I kind of like and also dislike that they give us some very important characters in the lore and just don't tell us who they are.
Yeah.
And
was this the anime? Like, I know that you've mentioned this before, but you said that like at the end of the first season they introduced like a really detailed character. Mm-hmm.
So like the first time is it's Chris.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if you notice, but when Ayumu first crosses Chris' path in that ending, he passes by a guy first, and then it goes to the top of the staircase, and then you see Chris.
Uh huh.
So
is
like
the
right
guy,
away,
the guy that throws up.
The guy that throws up. No, it's the her 40-year-old. Guy or whatever.
Her other self.
Her other self, yeah.
Okay.
And I thought that was really cool, or her other body, I guess.
Yeah.
And then the thing is that I've learned from it was they didn't think they were going to get a second season, so they just did it as a joke.
Yeah.
And then they got a second season. They're like, well, I guess we got to pay off this tease. And then they do it again with...
the end of the second season.
At the end of the second season. And I think her name's Lilith, or Lily, the queen of the magical girls.
Yeah.
I think she's way more... She's like in a way more designed room. Like the room looks really like, what girly. The hell?
And well, then kind of girly, right?
Yeah, it's like really girly. And then she's dressed all frilly as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like
she has even, a cat.
Yeah, or even is more. It a cat? Yeah, like she or like a stuffed animal.
Yeah,
and she's like just talking to it,
mm-hmm.
and like we get more mystery. And then like, oh well, bye, see mm-hmm. ya, never.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all actually the negative things I have about it. There's not a lot of negative about this anime.
Yeah, definitely.
The kind of negative and positive I have about this anime also, you can really see the quality change. Yeah. Between season one and season two, not only in the animation, but I feel like in the script writing.
Yeah, and the cast as well.
Oh, yeah. The voice acting in the dub gets way better, even though it's the same people.
Yeah.
So whoever the ADR director was for the second season, it might have been the same person.
Yeah.
But they just got more loose.
Yeah, I feel like they got a lot more comfortable in their shoes.
Yeah.
When they got to the second season.
My... I really like that there's a lot of double entendres in the first season.
Oh, yeah. It gets a little toned down in the second season, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. In a way, I think the second season has a more mature writing to it.
Okay, yeah.
Than just trying to crack jokes, like double entendre jokes.
They do crack jokes in the second season, though.
Yeah, but not as...
As much as the first season.
And it's not a lot of wordplay, either.
Yeah.
I think it's in one of the OVAs, like when he makes a joke about it's like a Japanese wordplay pun, and he goes like, "Why do you even make this pun? Like they don't translate."
Yeah, they don't translate into English.
Yeah,
he said something like that in the dub.
Yeah, which is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but overall the quality of the second season really really good.
Yeah.
The
voice acting was great in this anime. That's another general thing.
Oh yeah,
a lot of heavy hitters in this anime.
If you think about it, a lot of heavy hitters in minor roles as well.
Yes,
this might be like the first one I could think of. Of you have like a lot of big people, but just not in major roles.
Mm-hmm. There's Monica Real's the head teacher.
Yeah.
There's... Well, Brittany Karbowski, like we said, Todd Haberkorn is what's his name? Anderson?
Yeah, Anderson. Anderson Kuhn.
Who else is in it?
All the fantasy U voices.
All the fantasy U's are like a lot of big names. Brina Palencia.
Shout out to fantasy U's as well. One of my favorite parts of this anime.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Just
what's your favorite one? Do you recall?
The Brian Palencia one is really strong.
Yeah.
A lot of the fantasy U A, B, and C, those ones are my favorite as well.
My favorite one was when they're trying to cool down like the soup or something, porridge. Oh,
the porridge for Ayumu.
Yeah, that was a really good one.
And then and then regular U comes in and they're all blowing on it.
I think we'll get it in no time with all of us.
It's almost done. I think my favorite one was it's like really nonsensical, but they're like they do a dance and a saying.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like really short and like, oh, I think we should add this at the end. And then they just do it at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's like the whole ending. And it's just real fun.
Yeah.
Real cute. I really love the nonsensicalness of the ending of the first season. Of like, you have like this showdown between the King of the Night and Ayumu. And then like, outside you have the vampire ninjas with the orchestra destroying the megalo.
Yeah, that giant megalo.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah,
it's like the gate of hell, I think. Mm-hmm. They say it is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's go into art and cinematography. Or you have anything
more
general you want to talk about?
No, I'm good. For art, even though I love like all the characters, it's a little generic.
Yes.
But all the characters look really good.
I think that's... See, that's the thing with, like, parody anime.
Yeah. They're parodying something, so they have to look like something else.
Something else, exactly. But I really, like, one of my favorite details of the anime, in character design-wise, is, like, I really like Yu's armor. Yu's armor looks real cool.
Oh, yeah. She looks really cool.
Even
and
with...
And she wears it, like, all the time. Even, like, when Ayumu has, like, the x-ray specs, mm-hmm. like, you could still see the armor.
One of my favorite ones is in the first season. She wears it in the bath.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, after everyone's drying off, she, like, lifts up the plate, and it all just, water comes flying out.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I really like the frilly magical girl dress.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
1,000%.
On Ayumu, or?
Yeah, on Ayumu.
Yeah.
It looks really cool.
Mm-hmm. One nice detail that I like is Yuki's hair band thing. It's a ninja star.
I didn't even notice that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, really cool.
And then, I don't know, everyone else is like, she never said.
That's an underutilized thing, is her being like a ninja. Like, that happens like once when she has like fighting with the ramen.
Mm-hmm.
And then like we never see it ever again. She's just around when like the big groups are going around.
Oh my god. One of my favorite, talking all about favorite moments, but one of my favorite moments is when Sarah and Kiara are talking on top of the building during the school festival.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they're just talking about Ayumu, like, or they're talking about the Megalos coming back.
Yeah.
And then then you see Yuki, like, rolling on the floor, looking at her ring, all super excited. And she's all, you're not paying attention. She goes, yeah, I am.
She was like, her eyes were, like, all starry-eyed. Yeah,
looking at her quote-unquote wedding ring.
Yeah.
You
know, going back to, like, general... there's like a lot of things that they bring up that like just like nothing comes out of it, like that pig machine that Yuki's people built.
It broke.
Yeah, it broke, and that was it. They built it up to kind of like seem like it was like an important thing. It's probably just like for like comedic effect that just broke.
There's a lot of, I think, things that are like brought up and then just like dropped. And I think, I don't know if that's a failure of the anime. Are part of the pair. They're just like a weird gray area.
Yeah.
Like maybe if we didn't enjoy the anime, we'd be like, oh, this is a plot hole. This is whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. If it wasn't a comedy, it'd probably be something that we'd bring up.
But it's like all in the parody. It's like, oh, let's make it as confusing as possible.
Yeah. Because then like there's like the other thing where like they keep mentioning that like Megalos are like coming back or something, but they only fight like two.
Yeah, exactly.
In like the whole second season.
Like, it does feel like there should have been more. Mm-hmm. It's only 10 episodes as well.
Yeah, very short for a season.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at Konosuba's only 10 episodes each as well. With
the OVAs.
So, cinematography. this anime has some of my favorite Ichi.
Oh, yeah.
Cinematography, mm-hmm. and not for titillation,
not for the fan service, but
for the comedy,
for the laughs. Yeah,
yeah. Like one of my favorite shots is when Kyoko tackles Ayumu in the bed,
mm-hmm.
and then like her breasts are just like swaying.
Yeah,
and like there's like a really weird sound effect, and like how Higgy's like looking at her. And like, you see, like, her boobs barely, like, touch them
mm-hmm.
as they were swinging back and forth. I just thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, it's better to play with somebody than play with yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty good.
Oh, are you,
That's another girl I really like.
Are you going to use another double entendre, like, for the ending? I'm really curious what you're going to use.
Yeah, you can definitely suggest something.
There's so many good ones.
Yeah.
There's, like, the one in the pool episode, the mm-hmm. pool OVA, the first one.
There was a few in that one. I remember.
Yeah, she goes, oh yeah. She's like, let's get sopping wet and do something.
Yeah,
I forget. It's so good. There's another one where it's the main teacher is telling him about she's gonna send him something.
Uh huh.
She's like, oh, I'm gonna send you a package and like make sure it's like tight or whatever. It's like she does like a whole bunch in like this 30-second time span, and it's real funny. I'm trying to think. Oh, there's a lot of really cool eye reflection shots.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, the one that comes to mind is when Sarah is sucking Haruna's blood.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees, like, you can see inside Sarah's eye, and then in her pupil, you can see a scared Haruna.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and there's, like, a bunch of different shots like that throughout the, the anime. Just, like, oh, here's, like, tea kettle.
Yeah, and then, like, you.
Yeah. And then just see from there. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. You know, going back to that art style, one thing I really enjoyed was the really bad CG and, like, the, like, what's her name? The rocker vampire girl?
Kirara.
Kirara. I always forget her name. It's kind of hard to say.
Yeah, Kiara. I think it's Kiara.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the crowd at her concerts are, like, freaking hilarious. It made me so laugh when that came on.
Oh, my God. Just, like, the...
Like, everybody was, like, headbanging, like, yeah, yeah.
And then the bad CG, the bad Megalo CG is also really bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have any other...
Cinematography
notes you want to talk about?
I remember there was, like, one, like, action scene with Sarah. And it had, like, a really, like, good swooping camera angle. I don't remember what it was from, though. But it was during, like, some sort of, like, action scene. I don't know if it was a fight or if she was, like, tailing somebody. I don't remember. Yeah. All
right.
But that's all I remember. It's like, if you watch the anime, you'll see it. But it's, like, a swooping shot with Sarah.
All right. So, least favorite characters. I don't think we both have a least favorite character.
Yeah. Even, like, the characters that I don't, like, really don't care for. They're pretty just meh.
Like, Anderson.
Yeah, Anderson.
Anderson's, like, whatever.
Yeah, if, like, we had to pick one, it'd probably be Anderson.
Yeah. All right, so underutilized. There's actually a lot of underutilized characters.
Oh, yeah.
In this anime.
The regular school kids.
Yeah. Nene, for sure.
Oh, yeah. She's just introduced at the end, and...
I would love to see more of her and Chris's dynamic, and more Chris as well, too. Yeah. Chris is a really cool character that we only see a little bit of.
Mm-hmm. A lot of good quotes from her too.
I know. Trying to think of both the girls, Teiko and I forget the other girl's name. Now it's top of my head.
The one that's like super tsundere.
Yeah. Both of them I would like to have seen more more of them as well. I remember like this like none of them in the first season like whatsoever.
Yeah, you don't see that. Them at all,
and then
like maybe at the end,
yeah,
but that's about it.
And then you get like a little inkling that she likes Ayumu when Yuki goes and talks to her,
yeah.
But like that's it, and then you get like a lot of cool moments with her in
the second season,
especially in the OVA.
Oh, yeah,
where she's really cool, gives Ayumu her clothes,
yeah, the tracksuit.
Yeah, and she's like, just whatever.
Mm-hmm. Why did you need to be naked to have to look for this?
My other favorite part about that is she goes, like, she believes him, and then he was like, what, you?
Even I wouldn't believe me.
So I'm just looking for my contacts.
That was, like, just the first thing he came up with.
Jesus.
I remember I thought of, like, a good reason why I would have been naked
in a storeroom.
Yeah.
Oh, not in the store,
forgot,
in the backstage.
Forgot what the reason was.
So, oh, I got anemia. Pass out.
Better bite a baby real quick.
Better bite a baby. Exactly. All right. So, do you have any other
Underutilized?
You can say Ariel.
The head teacher for the magical girls.
And also Kyoko, too.
Yeah, that'd probably be mine, Kyoko. I actually really like Kyoko.
Yeah, she's really cool. She doesn't get, like, any time, though.
Yeah.
Which I would have loved to see. Like, I really, like, one of my favorite scenes is when she, like, stabs him.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, I love you. And she's the only way I know how to get, like, close to you.
Is there an anime where there's a girl like that? Like, really psychopathic, like, serial killer?
Yes.
I know, but it's a love between her and, like, a guy? Is there?
Yes.
What is it? Which
Future
one?
Diary.
Future Diary. Okay. That's my pick for this. And,
no, Yandere is the term that you're looking for. Yes.
Wow. Dropping the knowledge, Aaron.
Yandere. There's like sundere. So dere means like love.
Yeah.
So like soon is like, I think it's hate. So it's like love, hate.
Okay.
So sundere. Yandere is like, I don't know how to explain it, what yan is, but it means like crazy in love. So like girls who are yandere will kill, like basically kill or hurt.
Okay.
For their loved one. And that's like the best yandere I can think of that you probably know is Kotonoha from School Days.
Okay, yeah.
Where she just goes crazy and kills. Yeah. There's also my favorite, which is Kudere, which is what Yu is, where somebody who's like very quiet, but inside she like is really affectionate for her loved one.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's like my favorite archetype. And there's a whole bunch, too, but those are the three I know off the top of my head right now.
Okay. So Future Diary.
Future Diary, yeah. But there's a lot of like yandere anime. I almost picked one for this season as well. I might pick it.
Happy Sugar Life?
Yeah, Happy Sugar Life is also a yandere story. And then I was going to pick Future Diary as well for this Halloween, but there's also next Halloween.
I want to see an anime with just Kyoko and what's his face? Ayumu.
Pure yandere.
Yeah,
be great. That would be
Future Diary.
Future Diary and Happy Sugar Life.
Okay.
Are both like that, where the yandere girl is.
But are they both like, well, Happy Sugar Life's a horror anime, right? Like it's a scary-ish anime?
Psychological.
Okay.
Thriller.
Is Future Diary also psychological?
Psychological thriller, yeah.
I want a comedy. Like a love story.
So like, it's in a weird spot.
With murder.
Yeah, exactly. Like here, how they play with like death and murder in this one, they play it really straight.
Yeah.
There's like no comedy when it comes to killing in this anime.
Yeah.
The best you're going to get for like a yandere in a comedy, it's always going to be played off as like a joke. So like, I don't think you ever get like that. Like, oh, it's funny in these spots, but then gets really serious in these spots. It's usually just straight through. I'll look some up for you. I could probably find something. Anyway,
getting a little off track.
Favorite characters.
Everybody.
This is like the first anime in a while where I really love the main character, Ayumu.
Yeah, Ayumu is a great character.
He's really fun.
Mm-hmm. Usually with like harems like this, they're usually a nobody character or anything like that, but like
so you can self imprint.
Yeah,
but Ayumu has like really specific things about him, like the fact that he knows how to break dance.
One of my favorite things about him.
I need to show you at the end after we finish this. The sub parts of those are hilarious. Like the rapping he does in Japanese is pretty funny. Yeah, and then like the yodeling and stuff. It's just he has a bunch of different like little quirks.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best to me. I hate to say it, but it is. I hate the Manic Pixie Dream Girl thing.
Yeah.
But this is basically what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Ayumu is like the best like part of it. Like the best part of that trope.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't play it as bleak as a lot of anime do it as.
Yeah.
Like, he's not really edgy. The only time we get that, like, really edgy part of him is in the last episode.
Yeah.
Where Belphegor is like, that's what the main characters usually would be like.
Yeah.
Again, who cares about this, this, and that?
Yeah. I got all these girls with me, but who cares?
Blah, exactly.
Blah. I'm sad.
Him, he's more of like, and let's roll with the punch. Like, he's a real cool character.
Yeah.
He's, like, my favorite part of it, of all the Manic Pixie Dream Girl, or
boy.
Well, he's not the boy.
Yeah.
The girls, the Manic Pixie Dream Girl would refer to the harem, I guess. Or you, actually, would probably be
the specific thing.
The specific one. But I guess it's the name of the trope. It's my favorite example of the trope being used.
Yeah. Your favorite example of the trope that you hate the most.
Exactly. The one where I don't mind it as much.
Yeah.
Speaking of you, adorable. Great. Like, has the least amount of...
Was it Jeremy Lee's her voice actor?
Yes.
Yeah, she did a great job with this one. Another I don't know who is Ayumu's voice actor.
I forget his name.
He did also a very good job with Ayumu's voice because during that part where he went into himself and there was like all these different
versions of him have a different voice.
Yeah.
It was like that seven different voices.
And he did them all, right?
Yeah.
That was fantastic. He did a great job with that because they all sounded different.
Yeah, like they all sound. I don't want to hit you with these hot takes right now. I had a full blown argument with my roommate about a certain English voice actor.
Okay.
That I'll talk about it off air. I don't want to talk about it right now, but it's a lot of voice actors have like one voice.
Yes.
Their one voice may be really good.
Mhm.
But that's all they have in the Rolodex is one voice.
Yeah.
And then maybe like a slight variation to it.
Yeah, definitely.
And sometimes it's their speaking voice and it's like,
yeah,
you're not really, I mean, you're voice acting, but you're not really voice acting. Like, I don't want to take any credit for them because they're good voice actors.
Yeah, a lot of them have good voices.
Yeah, a lot of them know how to act with their, voice. Yeah.
Like, in the anime industry, like, a lot of people are using their, like, regular voice or slight variations, like you said. The people that have, like, the very, like, range is more like cartoony, like Bugs Bunny kind of those kind of people are the ones that like do the crazy different voices.
Like my favorite example is look at Colleen Clickenbeard. Like listen to her like her Luffy, and then listen to like her Urza, and then like listen to I think her Momo is
her Kareha from Shuffle.
Yeah. They're all different.
Yeah.
But they all sound like you can tell that they're Colleen. But they're all just different ranges and they're all really strong. Same thing with
Monica Real.
Monica Real can do it too with her like
she has like
adult
different,
voice and
yeah,
like
she
her
has
kid
different
voice.
Pitches, yeah.
I really like her adult voice. Like I think she used it in Keijo and I like was like is that like that was the first time I was like, oh, is that Monica?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I had to go look it up. I was like, oh, yeah, I guess it is. A lot of my favorite voice actors only have like one voice. Like Jamie Mashi can only do one voice, and that's it.
Yeah, Jeremy Lee pretty much does the same voice.
One voice, but it's so good.
Yeah, it's a really good voice though.
All right. Oh, and then
all the other characters.
Oh yeah, all the
Sarah
other
is great.
Sarah is dope. I think.
I really like her progression of like how she becomes less and less like harsh,
super
on
mean, a super tsundere, and then just it starts to soften her stance.
Yeah, even though she like probably has like zero affection towards Ayumu,
apparently she does.
She does.
Yeah, one of my favorite scenes with her is after Kiara tells her about Ayumu's butt.
Oh yeah,
she's like. Stealing glances of it.
Yeah, she's and then like, don't look.
my favorite shot is it's like from I don't think it's from her point of view, but it's kind of like over her shoulder.
Yeah.
And you can see the there's like something metal behind Ayumu and it's his reflection of his butt and that's what she's looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's pretty good.
Yeah. And my favorite line from that too is like he was like, oh, why are you looking at me like I have grown a tail?
Yeah, a front tail.
So it's pretty funny. I really love Kiara also. Very strong, very strong character.
Yeah.
She
might be like, if I was Ayumu in the anime, I'd probably want to be with her. I think she's like the mature tsundere type.
Yeah.
So, or like, kind of like the class rep type.
She also really lightens up. Like when she like starts to like him, like I don't really like her in the first season. She's like okay.
Yeah.
And then
she's like just straight up like mean to everybody.
Yeah. So I had never seen the second OVA from the first season, or okay. the first OVA from the first season.
Is that the concert one?
No.
Like all the.
That's the one. With the the festival. The first part's the festival.
Okay.
And then I forget what the second part is. I can't recall off the top of my head. But in that second part, that's when she like notices his butt.
Oh yeah.
And like then it just starts off like, oh, she's like, I really like his butt. And then like,
and she gives him a love note.
Yeah. Well, for the love note, there's a scene with Ayumu after the magical garments wore off.
Yeah.
And she goes, I've confirmed it now. Now that I've seen it bare, that ass is to die for. And I just think it's so. Oh, it's
didn't
just so
she quoted like some sort of like historical figure did like a quote for like butts or something like that.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, she did some sort of like historical quote about butts.
Oh, and then we have Yuki.
Yeah, Yuki's great. She's like the best girl in the anime.
Isn't it? What's her like other name? It's Toshinori, right?
Something like that. Yeah, something with a T.
Toshinori. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Stop calling me that. Call me Yuki."
Yeah, she spells it out and everything.
Yeah,
it's Yuki, plain as day.
I know. So nope, Toshinori. And it's real cute. I love it. One of my favorite scenes with her is she's like, oh, can I call you? She's like, call me Yuki. He goes, oh, okay. He's like, oh, and this is like, can I call you Ayumu? He goes, like, sure, that's my name. And then she's like, treats it like, oh, yeah. Let me come up with a nickname to call you.
She can't think of anything, so she just does like Ayumu, which is great.
And yeah, so she is really brought to life by Brittany Kalabowski. Oh, yeah,
definitely.
But even in when I first watched this anime, she was like my favorite girl out of all of them.
Definitely. She's my favorite girl. That's like who I'd want to Ayumu to end up with, for sure.
She's so cute. Mm-hmm. I love her. And then still probably like my least favorite girl of the group, which is Haruna.
Yeah, I'd probably agree, but she's also fun.
Also a very fun character. I just think the thing that sets her like on the bottom of the totem pole for me at least is I don't really like the bratty loli.
Oh, okay.
But you already have like the sweet loli, which is, you know, you.
Yeah.
So I actually really like the counterbalance between the two.
Oh, yeah.
Of the characters.
One thing I really like about
Haruna
is when she like becomes like the blushy type. When she's like embarrassed,
the daddy,
yeah,
to her tsundere,
mm-hmm. Very good,
yeah, very.
She does
very
that
good.
Very well.
All right, so least favorite moments. Honestly, got more favorite character. I think we talked about all the characters.
Ayumu's best friend.
Oruto.
Oruto,
yeah, Oruto.
Yeah, he's pretty
really
funny
fun
as
too.
Well.
Yeah, really fun character. Usually, I don't like characters like that.
Yeah, me too.
The like the pervert side mm-hmm. character. But I think Ayumu and him really mesh together very well.
Yeah.
And like Ayumu is never like, no, like, let's not do that. He's always like, yeah, you'd be dumb if you did this, but let's do it. Let's do it together. Yeah.
It's funny. One thing like that they both did was wear those see-through shirts.
the 90s fishnets.
Yeah. It was really funny when like Ayumu like realized like, he was pretty much like his best friend.
my favorite part is when the girl goes, oh, you guys are nipple buddies. She's like, oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. She's like, oh, my God. Those are nipples. Oh, it's so strong.
Yeah.
Good. Real quick before we move on.
Yeah.
Another really cool general thing I love about this anime.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't happen anymore, and it makes me sad. They dubbed the insert songs.
Oh, yeah.
I really love the dubbed insert songs.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get that anymore.
Yeah, too much money.
Too much money, I guess.
Yep.
Not enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Got to keep pumping out those Samuel dubs.
Exactly.
All right.
Get them out as fast as you can.
Exactly. So my, I think we already talked about my least favorite moments of this anime is just the ending in general.
Yeah.
Not that it was a bad ending. It's just that I want more.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
No, for me, I mean, I didn't really like the action-y stuff that much.
Mm-hmm.
I think it kind of drew away from, like, the comedy of, like, what it was supposed to be, like, a parody. I mean, it wasn't bad or anything. It's just, I don't know. It's just, I feel like...
I think for sure in the first season, mm-hmm. there's not a lot of cool action scenes. Like, yeah. the Megalo.
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
And it happens more in the first season than the
yeah.
second.
Like, but, like, Sarah versus Ayumu.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that one's really cool.
Yeah.
Where he's like, oh, can you grab my lower half for me? like that.
Anytime they do that joke twice. That's pretty good.
Anytime that it's a fight against a non-CG character.
Yeah.
I think it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Megalo, I think they only fight like one Megalo in the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And that one is pretty cool too. It's a pretty cool fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, favorite moments.
Favorite moments are breakdancing. Oh, all the dancing. In
all
the
dancing. Very yeah. strong.
Like the, well, the breakdancing is really funny. The dance that Kyoko and Haruna do is also
the curse dance.
The curse dance is very funny. The dance that made me laugh the most was during that indoor pool episode. When, like, Haruna's performing and Sarah and the other girl do, like, the backup dancing.
Yeah.
That weird dance that they
like,
were
oh,
doing.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah. But what made me laugh the most is when Yu was doing that really soft song. They were still doing it in the background. Oh, my God. Just thinking about it makes me laugh.
Oh, I guess also real quick, underutilized character, Mistletoe.
Oh, the chainsaw.
The chainsaw. I would love to have more...
No, I didn't really like his voice.
I forget his name, but he's like Funimation's resident like old man voice actor.
Really?
Yeah, like he plays he's the guild master from Fairy Tale.
Okay. Yeah.
And then if you can think of any like old man,
yeah.
He's in he was in Shiki. As well, as an old man.
Okay.
Yeah, just any old man in Funimation, he's
that guy.
He's that guy. I forgot what I was talking about.
Least favorite moments? Or no, favorite moments.
I forgot.
Dancing? Old man?
I know.
Oh, Mistletoe.
Oh, yeah. I was saying unutilized Mistletoe.
Yeah.
I wanted to see more of him.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite parts, when Mistletoe comes back and he's like dropping all these 80 movie lines.
Oh yeah, I told you I'll be back.
I told you hasta la vista.
Yeah,
but now I'm coming back. That and the Japanese dub also very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of other. There's a lot of great like funny spots. We mentioned a lot of them already. I don't want to overtread too much. Trying to think of what didn't I say yet.
The cafe. The Tsundere
Cafe. The Tsundere Cafe. We didn't talk about that yet. Yeah. That one is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And also, real quick, I love the pacing of this anime.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the episodes fly by, especially that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Is like perfectly paced.
Yeah.
And like
it's like before you know it, you're at the eye catch.
Yeah.
And then it's over.
Yeah, and then it's over, exactly.
But yeah, it was very fast.
Is there any other moments that you want to bring up? Any key moments? There's a lot. There's a lot of great.
Yeah, there's a lot of like small things that happen in this anime. A lot of small funny things.
Mm.
And then like the double entendres, like we mentioned, the double meanings to words. Very funny as well. They did a really good job with that. Because, like there's, like, I don't think that was, like, copied a bunch of times. It was, like, a lot of them were, like, original.
Yeah, like, every time.
Yeah.
All right. So, anything you want to mention before we end the wrap up? Final thoughts?
There was something I wanted to say. I don't know.
You should have written it down.
It was like a quote. Fuck. I don't know. This is a great anime.
Yeah, this is a it's really fun.
Really fun.
Really fun anime. Mm-hmm. God, a little into a little spoiler into what my recommendation is. Was real hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
For my recommendation.
Really?
To what I wanted to give it.
Oh, between like high and gotta watch.
Yeah. really, it was really good. Good times. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you picked it.
Yeah.
For sure.
I've been talking about it for 2 years almost now.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I think any chance that we, like, anytime we've come across it, something. Like,
oh, this is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yep. This is the one that you want. I always want to do it. That's like,
I know. Yeah. I always wanted an occasion.
Yeah.
This is the perfect occasion for it. All right, so accessibility.
There is some cussing in this anime. There's blood.
Ooh, they drop. They drop like an F bomb like one time, and I'm like, "Well, that's pretty good."
Yeah, there's a lot of. Well, not a lot of cursing, but there is cursing.
One thing I miss.
Some fan service.
Oh, there's some fan service. The one thing I missed, the one insult I missed that didn't make it from season one over to season two.
Uh-huh.
They don't use it as much, but Haruna calling him a butthole. I just thought it was so funny.
Yeah, that like kind of gets replaced with dumbass.
Yeah, like I find it way more funnier than asshole than anything.
Yeah,
like butthole. Just it's so funny. But yeah, she calls him more like a dumbass, mm-hmm. in the, which I feel that's like a shift in the writing.
Whoever, oh yeah.
Whoever the different writer was.
Mm-hmm.
Real good.
Yeah.
And then, there's some fan service-y things.
Mm-hmm.
A
lot of the characters have big boobs.
There's literally only one nipple shot in the whole anime.
Yeah. And I was really surprised by it.
Like you almost taken aback by it.
It was like,
pretty funny.
It was almost like a reward for like making it through the whole anime. It was like, we've been teasing nipples this whole time. Every ending has nipples in it.
Yep.
But it's a guy's nipples. Now here you go. Here's a girl's nipples.
Those are my two favorite turns in the endings, by the way. him looking at Aruto's nipple.
Yeah.
And then Aruto like kissing him on the cheek.
Yeah.
really funny.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so...
And you can watch it on the Funimation.
Oh, we're watching Funimation. I think it's on Hulu.
I haven't checked. But I know it'll eventually be on Hulu.
Yeah, when I was looking up stuff on it, I'd put, is this a zombie? And it was like, oh, watch, this is a zombie on Hulu. I never clicked it. But
oh, okay. I'm assuming that's the sub, though.
Yeah. Excuse me. All right, so...
Rewatchability.
Hi.
This is high. I would definitely watch this again.
This is my third or fourth time rewatching it. Mm-hmm. I've watched the whole thing subbed when it came out. And then I watched it dubbed when the whole dub came out. And then I watched it again.
Yep.
And I had to watch it. And then I think I watched it again with a friend.
And then for the podcast.
And then for the podcast. That's four.
Yeah.
And I would watch it again.
Yeah, definitely. I'd probably watch it like right now, too.
I know. We're about to watch it and rewatch it.
Some scenes. Next podcast. Part two.
Yeah, so super high.
Yeah.
And then, so something I would change. More episodes.
Yeah, definitely. Adapt more.
Adapt more of it. It's over now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's finish it.
Yeah.
Studio Dean.
Yeah, put it to rest. I want to see the ending.
Unless you want to do more Konosuba.
Yeah. Take your pick.
Take your pick. Yeah. I would love more Konosuba, but more of this would also be fun. I don't know if too much time has passed.
Yeah, it'd be a fun surprise to see.
I would have no idea if, like, I'm pretty sure people who are in that dub aren't in the industry anymore, which is, it would make me sad. I know, like, a lot of them are. I don't know if Sarah's voice actress is still, like, I haven't heard her voice. In forever. I bet if I just look it up, she probably does. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't really
probably not watching the animes that she's in.
Yeah. And real quick, is she the worst voice actress in this anime?
Sarah?
Yeah.
I didn't really mind her.
Yeah, not that worst means the bad. It's like the worst Mario game, you know?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, where it's like all Mario games are pretty good, but there's like some that aren't as good.
Yeah.
I think Sarah's like the one that's like not
okay, yeah.
as good. Mm-hmm. I think everyone else is like phenomenal. Yeah. She's like good.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany
Karbowski certified gold.
Exactly. Lucy Christian for the 2 seconds she's there. Gold.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Jay. We're at the moment of truth.
Mm-hmm. Rating.
What are you going to rate it, Jay?
This is a high recommend.
I will also give this a high recommend. Mm-hmm. I think the one thing that's holding me back from giving it a
gotta go watch.
This is like one of the anime that's like on the precipice of, for me at least, of gotta go watch.
Yeah, it's on the line, yeah, right in between.
It's straddling that line.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that puts it on the other edge, on the lesser of the two, is we don't have a definite ending.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of these anime that I've seen that gotta go watch, I would be content if they, a lot of them, not the ones that are still going on, but a lot of them end in a good place.
Yeah.
And it's like Little Witch, for example. I could always go for more Little Witch.
Yeah.
But if you told me this was it, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, it definitely ends really well.
Same thing. I think I might have said I gotta go watch for Loloco too.
Mm-hmm.
But that one is also like, if there was another season, I'd be like, eh.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, go and
go check this one out.
High recommend.
Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about nearly all the jokes that happened in this anime. Oh, it's
so strong. Yeah, so there's really,
you'll probably forget all the stuff that we talked about when you start watching.
But it's really strong.
Yeah, really good.
All right, now that we've sold our Philosopher's Stones and attended our Kiara concert being called Maggots. God.
There you go.
Maybe because it rhymes with I love what do you have in store for us now that we've actually ended our second spooky week or spooky month? So congratulations, Jay, on
two years of Halloween.
2 years of Halloween.
Really cool.
May next year our third one be as joyous.
Yeah.
There's
definitely more horror anime.
Real quick, before you say what we're doing.
Uh-huh.
I want to take a moment and reflect. What was the better anime scary bomb? Year one or year two?
Might be year two.
Because, okay, let's...
Because we had, what, first year was Elfin Lied.
Which is okay, which is fine.
That's a classic, though.
It's a classic, but it's fine.
It's fine, yeah.
It's fine.
Vampire Princess Miyu.
Nah. That one, I don't get a fair...
Yeah, we have to redo that one. But we'd have to buy, like, the DVDs for it. Like we said in that podcast. Go check out that podcast.
But that one's also middle of the pack. Yeah. Even though I don't think I gave it a really fair shake, but that's like a middle of the pack anime. I don't think I can rate it high.
Yeah.
That one's like a kind of a light pass, mm-hmm. light recommend situation.
We have When They Cry.
Also,
that one was
overhyped.
That one was probably, I was the most tense in that one, mm-hmm. I feel.
Okay.
The best one for me, it was Another.
And I think Another was also
the best one out of all of those, I think.
And then you got Ghost Stories. But Ghost Stories. Ghost Stories is really, like, Ghost Stories and Another mm-hmm. are two really strong, like, anime from there.
Yeah.
In here, we have, like, Shiki.
Shiki was fantastic.
So we only have four in this one, right? So Shiki's really good.
Really good.
And Zombie is really good.
Yeah.
But
that's like a comedy. It's not really a horror anime.
Yeah, but still, Ghost Stories.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I think Ghost Stories is funnier.
But Shiki's...
is Shiki better than Another?
I'm partial to Another. My waifu is
the waifu, exactly. You gotta think with your mind and not with your heart.
I think I'd probably still prefer another over Shiki.
I think I prefer Shiki. I think Shiki is like real
Vampire
tense.
Princess Miyu is better than Horror News.
Oh yeah. I think this year's lowers were low with Skull Man and Horror News.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But this year's highs are a lot better, I feel.
Okay.
But
so I say it's even still.
It's about even, yeah. I can't wait. Can't wait to see what year three brings us.
I know.
Well, I already have a bunch of
Happy Sugar Life. There's Hell Girl. There's another one.
Oh,
that
Pupa.
I know
oh, Pupa. Yeah, Pupa. I want to do. That's another Studio Dean short one. That's a lot of joke picks I can go. I wanted to do
Interview with Monster Girls.
Interview with Monster Girls. We might do that sometime.
That Monster Family one.
Oh, I forgot about that one. There's the ones I found that I want to mention. That I don't even want to tell you what they're about. really good. I can't wait for year three.
Okay.
Anyway, Jay, now that we're done reminiscing
on past horror,
and past spookiness, what do you have for us next week?
So I'm picking, I think this is a shoujo anime, so I know you're already going to be bummed about that, but it's Nana. Have you ever heard of Nana?
I thought you were going to say Junjo Romantica. I was like, oh, let's watch some Junjo Romantica. Nana, it sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's about like two girls, they become roommates, they're both named Nana. One is just like a regular like girl from like a small town, and the other one, well, I guess the other one's also from a small town, but she's like in a band.
There you go.
She just left the band that she was in, and she's starting her own band in the city. And it's just drama ensues, band stuff.
There
pretty
you go.
Cool. I remember watching this a long time ago. I remember I enjoyed it. I remember I think it's another anime that ends abruptly. There's the manga keeps going on, but the anime stopped.
You know what? I was like, I don't know why I have these two really associated with my head. But I have Nana and Peach Girl really tied to the hip.
Similar.
I think the reason why is because I remember browsing manga.
Uh-huh.
And no, N Nana, then LMNOP Peach Girl. So like they're close to each other.
Ever watch Peach Girl?
No.
That's one that I like.
Do you know what a Peach Girl is?
That's like a gal, no?
Kind
of like a gal.
Well, the story behind a Peach Girl, it's a Chinese fable. And this is what I just learned. I learned it from a doujinshi, actually.
Oh, cool.
And what a Peach Girl is, it's a prostitute that eats peaches. She only eats peaches.
Okay.
So everything that all of her moisture she lets out is sweet, like a peach.
Cool.
It's like her saliva is sweet. Her sweat is sweet, and then like her other fluids are sweet. Yeah, so it's like a weird Chinese fable.
Okay,
and I think in Peach Girl, it's like evolved into like, because isn't she a gal? She's a gal, right?
No, she's a swimmer, and that's why she's tan.
She's
but everybody tan. Associates her being
as
like
a gal,
as a gal, just because she's tan.
Yeah, that one.
That's a good one. That one has a nice twist.
Is there any S months? We can do like Shoujo September.
Nana, I think, was written by the same person as Paradise Kiss, I think.
Yes.
It's the same art style for sure.
Yes, I think you're right.
So that's another similarity thing.
Is there another Franz Ferdinand ending?
Oh, I don't even know. I know the opening song's pretty good, and it's in English.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right,
I think it's in English.
How many episodes do we got? Don't say it. Don't
it's a long one, Aaron. There's two seasons, but I think we're going to do 24 episodes. There's like 40-something episodes. I'm picking this anime twice, Aaron, because I want to finish it.
Okay, that's fair.
Yep. So I'll pick
was like,
it
that
twice.
Was legit. I was like,
we'll
I
have
really,
a break. We'll have a break
I was
for
like,
your
I
pick.
Really hope it's like 12 episodes.
It's a long one.
We're doing it in fourths. Okay. No, okay, that's fine. 24, and then Funimation.
No, there is no official way to watch this. It's on YouTube.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, and it's the dub on, okay, on YouTube.
That's also double fine then. Mm-hmm. Who dubbed it, do you know?
I don't know, but Madhouse was the studio.
Okay, well, I'll look it up right now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, if you liked us, if you liked our neandering at the end.
I know, right? We neandered a lot in this anime. I mean, this podcast.
Yeah. If you liked us, go ahead and...
follow us.
Follow us on SoundCloud. iTunes. Mm-hmm. Any of your... A lot of your podcast providers.
Mm-hmm. We need to check if we're on iHeartRadio.
There's some... I think we have enough... We might have enough clout now to get on Spotify. Because Spotify, you need to have...
I don't like clout.
The word clout.
I hate modern lingo. I'm such an old man. I hate yeet. I hate clout. I hate all that stuff.
But I think we have the numbers.
Yeah.
To get on Spotify now, we have to go look that up because I know you had to get like a certain amount before you could connect your RSS feed to Spotify.
Okay.
I know like Stitcher, you can't just like it, your RSS feed won't just go straight to it.
Okay.
But we'll look into it, all see right. what else we can get. But any of your podcasts, like my podcast app that I have on my Android phone, gets it.
Okay.
So yeah, check us out there.
YouTube,
Instagram. Mm-hmm. Check those out. And that's it. Thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And until next time, everybody.
Yeah.
Stay Maso Shoujoing.
Bring on the tofu.
Bring on the fried tofu.
Sidewinders and strip down to your undies. How's me being half naked gonna help her?